T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 3 quick items and then Adam's news update. How about this? Your sport, the beautiful game. Greece suspended its soccer league indefinitely today, a day after the owner of a team marched onto the field following a disputed goal at the end of the match. How'd you feel about that? Controversial goal. All of a sudden, the owner and his bodyguards go on there, and the owner's got the weapon. Strapping right there. Maybe that's what Ziggy should have done that.
Big holster on, you know, down in the end zone.
31-7 in Philly. Maybe that would have changed things. Here's great human being of the day. A daycare owner sentenced to 21 years for giving kids, guess what? Melatonin while she went tanning into the gym. Jeez. She would leave for 3 hours to go CrossFit or to tan after giving the youngsters melatonin. 21 years.
And if you see a photo of her, it's exactly what you expect.
Hand it to Adam. Just show it because it fits. And this one, a dog returned to the shelter. Too nice. Dog so affectionate, the staff nicknamed her Velcro Dog. This went viral. She supposedly went to an owner, Adam and Lindsay, that the dog wanted a protection dog, wanted a tough dog, wanted the mean dog. This is the dog, like when you'd show up and you're the criminal, be licking you and opening the door for you and laying down and want to be pet on
the
belly.
We've got a couple of those in our family. Yeah. In fact, I won't name the dog. I don't want to shame him too much, but there's the dog in our family who...
Wait, is the dog listening?
I mean, he might be.
Doesn't want to shame the...
No, I don't want to shame the dog.
Okay, yeah.
He did not react. Oh, so he's one of those dogs that the mailman comes to the door every day at the same time and loses his mind.
Yes.
But as the garage was burning to the ground and the Minneapolis Fire Department were there to put out the flames, he didn't make a peep. It wasn't until the firemen came to the door and rang the doorbell that he got upset.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
There wasn't... Speaking of shaming dogs, we had a story last week we didn't get to.
Fat corgi.
Yeah, the fat corgi.
Oh, God, he's the best. This is the best.
The owner posted a picture, Instagram probably, and all of a sudden people started ripping her because the dog was fat. Is that fair, foul, inappropriate? What do we think?
It's so common, in all honesty, if you're someone
who has... To
rip
your fat animal?
No. To just give an opinion or give input that is not warranted, especially on social media.
Sure.
I mean, it's just like the other night, remember when I posted that I wanted to hold a baby?
Yeah.
So I posted on Twitter. I said, you got a chubby, cuddly baby, I'm in need of some cuddles. First response, I'm not lying to you, was from a man. And his response was, what, can't you have your own?
Humans, Carter. Let's just preview.
Yeah, if you're shaming someone for posting for a dog being too fat on social media, get a life.
Again, as a preview to overrated, underrated, properly rated, next segment, humans, overrated.
They prove it time and time again.
Absolutely. 6 past 2. Here's Adam. Okay, overrated, this jackass couple at Jacob Connors Saturday night, meeting a friend out there, winning at Dermot's, okay? And it's bustling, you know, Excelsior, Lindsay's Town Excelsior, it's bustling. Jake O'Connor's is the place to go to, and I see my man Winnie, and he's off corner of the bar, Adam. And this couple is about to leave to go have their heater. That's fine, whatever. And they leave. I swear to God, they brought their belongings from their house or condo or apartment because they got the coat down. They got something over their drinks. They're letting us know that nobody's leaving. Okay. So I show up and Winnie goes, is it okay if we just move your seat down a foot so one of us can slide in? So then you're not in the middle of kind of the crosstalk. And I'm not making that. She looks at Rick, and she does this. 5 seconds of silence. She's just staring at him. And when he goes, I know you're leaving. Can we just move it a foot? And then the guy chimes in, really like, we're coming back. He goes, I know. I'm not trying to argue. We're just trying to get out of the way. And I go, then I chime in. I go, don't worry about it. We'll go the other side of you. And then she goes again, only a foot. You got it? Only a foot. That's all you can move it. Are we clear? Only a foot. I'm not making this up at all.
Why do you run into these people? You're always getting into these situations.
And
if they would have if I wouldn't have been with you for a couple of them, I would always assume that you're blowing things out of proportion.
On Quinton's, yeah. Hunter's,
no, but
and
no,
Griffin's
it's like I said, I've been with you, and it just happens.
It's amazing. And then Dermot goes, just come here. And he got us his spot. And then, of course, when they're leaving, I gave him the, see you later. You know, but then they didn't even hear. That's one. Number two, the hockey hair. It's at its run. Let's move on. I mean, it's come on.
You took mine. Come on.
I'm done.
That was my hot take this weekend.
I'm done with the hockey hair. It was fun a while. We had our moment. Move on. Move on, hockey hair. Let's come up.
They're trying too hard now.
Yes.
Yes. But I that being said, the guy who does the videos, he's a genius. And he did another one. And it's they're hilarious. And even all weekend, I'm thinking, enough of this. But then I saw the link this morning, so I watched it. It's so funny, just the way the guy does it. And the benefit's a great cause. But you're right. I mean,
I want something new.
Way too much.
I want something new. And maybe I'm just.
The winner, by the way, was from the girls' hockey tournament.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, she's great.
I just didn't watch it because it's just everywhere now. And then my last one is I have a question because I'm now seeing this type of jacket coming back. And I want to know, is it coming back or have I just seen a couple of people? Do you have a guess the type of jacket I'm going to say?
The 8-ball, the leather 8-ball jacket?
It is leather jackets. Now, we got a couple of colleagues here wear leather jackets here. I've seen them elsewhere around. Is it just with the crowd, let's say 40 and older? Do the younger kids wear the leather jacket? Have I just spotted a few people?
Well, I'll tell you what group of people it's never gone out of style with, and I saw it again last week when I had the staycation the night at the hotel across the street.
Right.
Pilots.
Pilots?
If you're a pilot, you can still wear that black leather jacket.
Okay, is it the bigger leather jacket?
It's the ones that are with the waistcoat, the ones that are, the cringed waist. See, when about 10 years ago, or maybe even longer now, the waistcoat, the leather waistcoats were very in style. The black, with the, not the ones that are not, I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know my jacket terminology.
Okay, but it ends at the waist.
No, this would go below the waist.
Okay.
Right. The black leather kind of overcoat.
Okay, because I have one
one from Wilson's.
I have one that I bet I haven't worn in, geez, I don't know.
Yeah.
10 years maybe? And it's kind of that way.
I still have that, yep.
Right? And I kind of like it.
Yeah, hopefully it'll come back in style because I'll pull that baby out.
But I'm wondering, is it back in style now? Lindsay, you got your finger on the pulse of the fashion community.
Yeah, I don't think leather jackets ever go out of style, right?
I don't think they go out of style. I think there's definitely a push towards them. I have one. It was a hand-me-down, and I wear it occasionally. I've seen more and more what you would consider fashion bloggers, fashion Instagram people posting good places to get them. So I would assume that means they're on the up and up.
Now that I remember, I don't know how I got the deal, but I must have, when I bought the black leather, I think I must have had a deal to get another leather coat, and I've got one that is almost the white, or the leather is so light tan that it's almost white.
Really?
And I remember I've only worn it a couple times, and the couple times I wore it, buddies of mine were ridiculing me about it.
Now
I got to find that jacket.
Okay,
it's
Lindsay,
a nice jacket.
You still have a leather jacket, you're saying?
I do. It's a, I wouldn't say an heirloom, but it was a hand-me-down from my mother.
So maybe what we should do is one of the days this week, all bring in our leather jackets, and pose for a picture.
Mine is a nighttime leather jacket. It's not. Wait, you're not wearing a second. It. You're not wearing it in the office.
Hold on a second. What kind of leather jacket is taking place here?
It's longer.
Yes.
So it's not a duster, but it goes probably right above my knees. It's got some trims.
Some sex appeal about it?
Yeah, it's kind of a sexy jacket.
Well, why can't we just wear it for a picture? You're saying it gets...
I'm not bringing it into the office to wear it for a picture. I'll take a picture of myself in it and send it to you.
Adam, I mean, come on.
Committed to the cause, whatever. You two, there's no way either of you will actually do this.
Oh, for sure.
Bring my leather jacket in? Yes.
I totally forgot about this jacket until this conversation. Now I'm intrigued. I want it now.
And
I'm pretty sure it's still... I can still pull it off. If not, I'm going to die trying.
Oh, let's give it a try. Okay, let's pause. We'll get to Lindsay and Adam's overrated, underrated, properly rated. If you want to chime in, you certainly can. 81807. This guy, overrated.
Huey Lewis?
Yeah, overrated.
I don't know. I think properly rated for what he was.
I don't know. Just... this type of song and Huey annoyed me.
Late 80s, though. I mean, can't go wrong with Huey Lewis.
Oh, I don't know. Underrated killing Japanese ladybugs. Wow. It's a texture. Mm. The bomber jacket.
Yeah, that's the aviator, the bomber jacket.
Members only jacket. Overrated. Remember when they're everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Larry. They came back, I would say, about 2006, 2007.
People wearing them ironically?
I trying to wear them ironically, but then it was everyone was wearing them. It was kind of like the all the rage at Ragstock was every time you went in, there would just be full rounders of the member-only jacket.
90s, like, ski outfits, too, you know, with the real bright, the pastel colors.
I have a couple of those,
yeah. Underrated common sense, yeah.
Always.
That is correct. A clean vehicle, more specifically a clean windshield in the winter, underrated. All right, what do you have?
Along with the hockey hair, which was one of my overrateds, I guess a lot of people are going to say this is properly rated, but I say underrated. The quality of boys' state high school hockey.
Oh.
And it used to be where, yep, you know, you just watch the AA because the A. Both classes, those semifinals on Friday were awesome games. And it was well-played hockey.
Total homer over here. I mean, she's just, I mean, just blatantly screaming and cheering for Orono the other day.
Great. The officiating was great. They let them play. You know, they weren't calling like a lot of.
I think a good point.
So bravo to all teams participating.
What a bold hot take that is. Praising the boys' high school hockey.
Well,
tournament.
I'm just saying. Okay. I love the
I'll go next. Air. Underrated.
Overrated. The fawning, continuous. Oh, the hockey tournaments was higher attended than 17 NHL games.
Yes.
The NHL, they play 82 games.
Okay.
And in mid-March or early March, if your team, you know.
Trust me.
It's a one-time event.
You know what I heard?
We get it. We love it.
You know who kept saying that? Some of the biggest homers in this town of all. I'll bite my tongue on the names because many of them are nice people, but you're all just such.
Yeah.
Honestly.
We get it.
Try just a little bit of objectivity. And you know what? You just nailed it. It's not close. This is the tournament.
Yes.
So you want to compare when Armstrong played South St. Paul February 12th at the New Hope Ice Arena, let's compare that crowd to when the Panthers are playing the Lightning.
Yeah.
Okay? It's such a stupid
comparison.
Just
get over it.
But it's just...
we get it.
Oh, God.
But, okay.
Good
moving
one.
On from that.
Yes.
Underrated. Old movies. I love watching old movies.
Okay, go ahead. I gotta give your soundbite ready.
Convalescing this weekend, and we watched a bunch of old movies. Not only some real old classics, but even like some 80s rom-coms that are good.
Which one?
Oh, I forget which one we watched.
You're too medicated? You're too taking Jen's medication?
You know, we were watching... I was wondering...
This has been another episode of Adam Carter is Old.
Get off my lawn.
And Out of Touch.
Oh, no, he's in touch.
Hands up for the love of Pete.
I forgot. It was a good romantic comedy, but the...
McConaughey?
No, way older than
that. Way older.
But do you remember any plot line?
We watched Mr. Mom. Mr. Mom, great movie.
Oh, this movie's great, Jim.
No, but there was one where it was a great movie, but the soundtrack is the... Oh, we watched Bull Durham.
Bull Durham is a very good movie.
But, you know, when it's the romantic scenes, they got sax playing, you know, it's like, okay, that doesn't hold up.
So much better than Field of Dreams.
Oh, too. Yeah, not close.
Not close.
Not close.
Yeah. Field of Dreams, overrated.
Yeah. Also underrated, Zucchini Noodles.
Okay, seriously. Where's the Lottie? Hold on, I'll go with this.
La-di-da, you can buy them anywhere.
Hold on.
Mamma mia.
Yeah, for pasta, there you go.
Zucchini
noodles are fantastic.
Yes. Lindsay? Zucchini noodles. Are they whole 30 compliant?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a vegetable.
Yeah.
That's the
thing. You're eating its pasta and you're like, I'm getting my vegetables.
That's
so Seinfeld-like right there.
Well, you are. It's veggies. You're eating vegetables.
And tomato sauce. You're double getting vegetables. Sorry, Lindsay.
No, you're fine. You got real creative last week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I made some pozole last night that was fantastic.
Which one did you go with?
The second one? Because you had to find the bone broth. I couldn't find chicken broth that has sugar in a lot of it.
So. Yeah, so my trick on bone broth is Fresh Thyme. They have a bone broth that's Whole30 compliant, and then you don't have to spend all the time doing that.
Okay, where do you guys stand on bone broth? Because I have somebody in my life who thinks it's the greatest thing ever. And then,
I substituted the chicken broth for bone broth, and it turned out pretty good.
Dara, I asked her about it the other day off air, and she's like, nothing.
Well, la-dee-da.
Dara was kind of like the man.
Down in the bone broth?
She's like, it's just chicken stock. She dismissed it.
It is chicken stock, but there have been a lot of studies that have been done about the benefits of it because of how long it's being cooked.
Listen, my life guru, Elise Bohatty, who is amazing in so many areas, if you want to, whether it's your body, your mind, your nutrition, I cannot speak higher. Than I do about Elise Bohatty method. Check her out. She completely believes in bone broth. Somebody says Field of Dreams, great movie. I think it's fine. I think Field of Dreams is fine.
Yeah.
I just don't.
It's a good tearjerker.
The whole metaphor of life, and I thoroughly enjoy baseball, but the baseball guys take themselves so serious about what their sport means and the metaphor to life. Sometimes it's just a game, you know?
Plus Burt Lancaster, actor. Overrated.
Too much.
Oh, Burt Lancaster's terrible actor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Burt Lancaster.
Overrated actor.
Overrated actor.
Hammer it. May he rest in peace.
Balderdash.
Burt overrated.
I don't know. We might have to look that up.
Oh, come on. It's like, geez, like so overacting. I mean,
Burt Lindsay's so inspired by this. She's yawning over there.
No, daylight savings really kicked my butt.
Yeah, overrated on that too.
No, because tonight when it's actually light out at 6:45,
but see,
my soul will be happy. I'm just going to be tired.
Here's where I wrestle that is just I still have the kid in school. You have two of them. I mean, I'm waking up Q and it's pitch black again, right? I mean, sure, selfishly for me, I like it the later it stays light, especially with a little goff and outside, but it's still tough for the youngsters in the morning. Lindsay, you got anything that you want to chime in on? Other than the two of us?
No, I'm life is overrated right now. It was a long weekend.
Packing, moving. Overrated.
Adding things to the list. There was a big old spider.
Overrated.
Permits, apparently overrated. A big old spider.
Ooh.
And that Ew. Now my next conundrum, and maybe we can do this tomorrow.
Yeah. Leather jackets.
No, not leather jackets.
What?
Because I've never lived in a home. I've literally, since moving out of my parents' place, I've never lived in a house. I've only ever lived in like apartments.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to have to get to know the neighbors. So I'm thinking, how do we introduce ourselves? Because we're in a cul-de-sac. So, you know, you got to...
Wine and beer.
Wine and beer?
Do you have to get to know your neighbors?
I think if you're the new person moving in, because from my understanding, our place was a rental property for a really long time.
Yeah.
So I imagine there were a lot of people coming and going.
Like, my old neighbors moved out. Great people. I didn't see them that much when I did. They were so nice. Like, I have new neighbors. Their little cute little dog came out and actually jumped on Quentin's bus. It was very sweet. So then I brought the dog over, introduced myself. I think his name's Jeff. And that was it. So is it on me to go back or is it on Jeff to come over to me? I feel like it's more on me.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I don't know.
Adam, is there anything more on the established neighbors? Go up and say, hey, neighbor, welcome to the neighborhood?
Yeah, I think it's breaking the ice should be up to the people who live there.
How about us? How do you think the two of us are as...
Adam, how about I'll hire you an hourly rate, and you can just go door to door and introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody.
Adam Carter here from WCCO Radio. I'd like to introduce you to your new neighbors.
I'll set the bar so low that when they find out it's not me that lives next door, it's actually you. They'll be happy.
I think she's saying she just wants you to introduce. Hey, everybody, coming over from
Lindsay.
Here she is, and then go over her qualities. It's Lindsay Getzel, and then have like a sound bite. That would be very, very good. Bone marrow, underrated. I mean, they just mean overall bone marrow.
Because, no, people eat like
I was joking.
You know, dogs love it too.
Yeah, bone marrow does matter.
What's that one fancy restaurant where you do the shot, like the whiskey shot through the bone marrow? One in town that everyone was raving about. Maybe it's someone that closed in Uptown. You know, one of the many. But there was a 6 month period where this new restaurant people were doing shots through the bone marrow,
and it
was in everyone's Instagram feed.
Harry and the Hendersons, underrated great movie. No, not, although Adam would say much better than the Burt Lancaster movie. Back here on CCO on a Monday afternoon, looking at a number of stories over the weekend, getting ahead for today, and none of those stories were as alarming and also an example of good journalism as a couple stories that this next guest put together. Eric Adler is kind enough to join us from the Kansas City Star. Two stories, Missouri, a destination wedding spot for child brides. Missouri child brides may have married their rapists. Eric is good enough to join us. The stories, if you want to read them, you can link right to them on our Facebook page. Eric, thanks for your time. I'm just drawn to one part to start the conversation. More than 1,000 children, the same age as Brittany, one of the individuals you profile, at the age of 15, has been married in the state since 1999. I know there's one quote from a representative saying that we need to be known in Missouri as more than a marriage tourism destination for kids.
Right.
How long has this been going on, and why has it been allowed?
Well, I think it's been going on probably for as long as we've had this law in the books, and I have to say that's been decades. I mean, the numbers have actually decreased. I mean, we went back to 1999, but I think if you go back even further than that, you'd find that the number of 15-year-olds getting married in Missouri is even greater and greater, you know, maybe 100, 150, 200 in some of those years. Now it's dwindled to a few, but over the course of that time, as I mentioned, we have about 1,000. Why has it been allowed to continue? I think because most people didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, I think people thought this was, a part of our culture that had been sort of banished to antiquity, you know, from the Dust Bowl days or even prior to that. And to be honest with you, we were as surprised as anybody to look at these records and see how many 15-year-olds were getting married in our state. And, of course, 16- and 17-year-olds, but... I don't think,
there's a difference.
On the face of it, that's as shocking.
No.
At 15, a kid who's about to be a freshman in high school or is a freshman in high school.
So here's two more graphs as you're kind of laying out the story here. Every other state requires some combination of a judge's order, parents' permission, premarital counseling, or proof of emergency. Some flat out prohibit marriages so young. But in Missouri, brides and grooms as young as 15 can marry with no more than a single approving swipe of their parents' pen, even if the other parents object. What is the normal explanation from any parent involved okaying a kid this young and saying she should get married at this point in her life?
You know, the reasons are all over the map. I mean, I think a lot of this goes to sort of just an antediluvian kind of notion of, oh, well, you're pregnant and you ought to get married.
Yep.
And some of that is in some way is warranted. This notion that I think people have strong beliefs that a child ought to be born within wedlock. Your child shouldn't be a single mom. That, there's a sense that who does this help? I mean, if this child is indeed love with their boyfriend. And a lot of the kids we found who are getting married at this age are marrying people who are, 17, 18, 19 years old as well. So they're kids. A lot of it is kids marrying kids. this notion that we're finding like super old men, creepy old men marrying young girls is not something that at least our reporting bore out. You know, I mean, it occurs.
There is some though, because you do write
some of it.
Yeah,
yeah, there is some of it. I mean, we've seen people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, a guy in his 70s, who married someone who was age 15, and there is a large proportion who are like 21 to about 28 or so. Which you're talking, you know, almost double the age of the bride. You know, but the reasons, you know, some of it is just, gee, you're pregnant and you should get married. Others, oh, they're in love. I don't want to see the boyfriend go away to jail for statutory rape. Just, you know, really sort of what people would say were at that point their family values. You know, and I don't know how you argue with that. It's how they, you know, what they believe. But, you know, whether the law should allow that is a whole other question.
Eric Adler's
you should allow just one parent to have that choice.
Yes, right.
I think is part of it as well.
Including if other parents are objecting. Eric Adler with this Kansas City Star. A couple of these stories are just well worth reading. The great journalism, as I said. Frightening topic. Many Missouri child brides may have married the rapist. Missouri, a destination wedding spot for child brides. Let's go back to what you said about statutory rape. Talk just about statutory rape and the laws and how the law looks at it differently if the two get married.
You know, and so that's still something that's quite up in the air at this point on how law enforcement ought to react or is reacting. So what we found out is you have this 1,000 kids, and we looked at the ages of the people that they're marrying, and fully, you know, at least a third are marrying, you know, young men age 21 or older, which in the state of Missouri now is statutory rape, and the state laws are different for statutory rape all over the country, but pretty much all but about one state in the nation, which is actually Colorado, but one state in the nation, all of them would consider that pretty much statutory rape, that age difference. And in our story, we focus on a couple of people. One is a young woman who came from Idaho, came into Missouri. She was 14 when her boyfriend, who was 24, had sex with her, and they got married here.
Can I just jump in? After he plied her with drinks, right?
Right, yeah. According to court records, he had plied her with some drinks, and you know, they were friends. Their families were friends. And then we find out this young girl gets pregnant, and they hop in the car, find the nearest place they can get married, which, of course, is Missouri, and the simplest way to get married, and come here over 1,100 miles, and right after her 15th birthday, get married. And they think that that's, you know, pretty much should seal the deal and that everything's legal. Well, it's not. So they go back to Idaho. The mom, who had no say in this, the family's divorced, you know, goes ape and calls the police. She'd actually called the police prior, but when they get back, the police nab them. Indeed, the prosecutor in the county, Fremont County, Idaho, put those guys behind bars, and the judge sentenced the boyfriend to 15 years in prison. So indeed, it didn't go away for that young man. And the dad was given a 4-year sentence, suspended, but had to spend 120 days in jail as a felon for child endangerment. So it didn't go away in that case.
Can I jump in just on that part on the dad? Here's a dad who said, okay, when judges have stepped in, whether it's a mother or a father, and have offered up some sort of punishment, has it been typical of what you just laid out that at times it's a stronger sentence, but a lot of it is suspended, and a lot of times the parent's saying, well, in this circumstance, I thought I was doing the right thing, but in hindsight, I was wrong.
I think the second part of what you say I can absolutely say is true. I can't really speak to what's going on, because I don't think a lot of people find out about these.
Yeah.
You know, this is one of the rare cases in which law enforcement actually found out somebody had come to another state, gotten married, and the other parent had complained. This is a divorced couple, and so law enforcement was alerted and indeed felt compelled to act. Now, in a number of other cases, we found is they don't know about it or they just don't act. Now, why they don't act is a good question. Of course, remember, prosecutors have this prosecutorial discretion. They can choose to file charges and take someone to trial or not. And I think what I hear from them is like, you know, They're married. Nobody wants this guy to go to jail. Yes, it's a crime. Yes, it's provable. You know, perhaps we should prosecute this, but in whose interest is this?
Mm-hmm.
Parents have want him to go away. Does anybody want him to? Is the kid going to get any child support? Are we just going to have angry people on every part of this? But should they? I mean, I've talked to other law enforcement people who say, listen, the law is the law, and we would be happy to arrest these people if the prosecutors would prosecute. It's a hard call. I don't know. You know, I have talked to young brides who married people they seriously were deeply in love with. You know, that would have been their statutory rapist technically by law, and they didn't want them to go away. So, I don't know the answer to what law enforcement ought to do, but I can say that, you know, in most cases, it just sort of disappears. If they know about it, it disappears. And I think more often than not, they just don't know about it.
Last thing with Eric Adler here. And again, the story available on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Chad Hartman Show. It's well worth your time. There's now talk about a bill of making some changes in Missouri. The bill would prohibit marriages for anyone under 15. All 17-year-olds would still need a parent's approval, while 15- and 16-year-olds would require approval for both a parent and a judge. The law would also ban anyone 21 years or older from marrying anyone 16 or younger.
Right.
Is it the belief that this is going to pass?
Well, it's interesting. So I think so. I mean, you never know with legislatures, right? I mean, it depends. And we're going through some interesting times here in Missouri with our own
With your governor, who's made some news, to say the least.
You're right, been charged with right.
That's a good point.
So that may take up a lot of time. I think if they have time, this may pass. It got out of the House, but it got out of the House with a 95-50 vote. So you have to realize that 50 people didn't think this was a good idea. At least 50 people in the Missouri House did not think this was a great idea. Even with this language that allows 15 and 16-year-olds to have a judge and a parent, which, by the way, is Minnesota's law.
Minnesota,
is minimum age is 16, and I think 16 and 17-year-olds both need a parent's consent and approval from a judge. And, you know, to put a finer point on it, the main young woman that we had in our story, Brittany Kurselman, is from northern Iowa, only a few miles from the Minnesota border.
And drove to Missouri.
She didn't go to Minnesota to get married, did she? She came all the way through Iowa, which also wouldn't allow her to get married, and she came into Missouri, which does allow it. So will it pass? I don't know. I don't. I mean, I'm a little surprised that 50 people voted against it. So we'll see what happens in the Senate.
Eric, it's a topic I really wasn't aware of, and the depth and the numbers, but it's a great read. It's a very concerning topic. I really appreciate coming on the show.
Well, Chad, I really appreciate you having me, and it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Eric Adler, again, the story is available a couple ways. You can check it out, kansascity.com, or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Chad Hartman Show. Back in moments.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.